Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We've heard a rumor. We heard a rumor, Cliff Inico.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Is there anything to this rumor that today is your birthday?
Yeah, this is definitely this. I am 61 years young today.
Well, I didn't ask you for that bit of trivia.
No, but it's no great secret. Well, actually, it's a good thing because most people think I look like 90. You know, so I feel good about
Cliff
telling my age.
Inico,
you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know what we got going on here. Cliff's our guest and a longtime Brain Trust member. Happy birthday, Cliff.
Thank you, brother. Much obliged, you know.
So we're glad you're having another one. You know, at least you're on the right side of the grass. And
my son says at least
gophers aren't bringing your mail, right? So that's a good thing. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
That's
right,
it.
Cliff? And all of his books and all the things he does there. We're talking about reasons to do things. Cliff's dad told him you either do it for money, for connections, for education, or because you like it.
Right.
You enjoy it. And so how do we extend that to other parts of our lives?
Well, I mean, again, it's a simple matter of balancing these things. I mean, obviously, you know, we need to make money. All of us need to make money to survive. It has to happen. And we have to give a certain amount of time, you know, to that activity. One of my most popular columns, and I usually do it about this time every, well, a little, not quite now, but like in June, the graduation speech that your kid needs to hear but probably won't, about the fact that, you know, you want to do all this wonderful stuff to save the world, but first of all, you know, charity begins at home. You know, you gotta support yourself and your loved ones. If you're not doing that, you know, everything else should kind of be a little bit on hold for a bit until you get to the point where you're financially secure and financially stable. And these days, it's going to take longer for kids to be able to reach
but
that
do you,
point.
Don't you think though that sometimes I wonder if the younger generation today is taking a little longer than they need to. You know, because if you know, I was always taught, and I think I proved, my generation proved, the baby boomers, that you know, if you wait too, you need to push the envelope a little bit on getting your life started. If you wait till everything's perfect, you're going to wait a long time.
Well, that's for sure. You know, but I don't think it's that much, Jim. Our technology has changed our society in a very dramatic way.
Yep.
The kind of ladder jobs that kids used to be able to get that would put them on a corporate track. And a lot of these were like mailroom jobs. I mean, they weren't very exciting things at all to talk about. But these have all been automated. You know, and it's very hard to get that first step on the ladder. I mean, if you have a PhD in computer science, you can step on that ladder. If you have a BA in archaeology or something fun, I don't really know how you're going to step on that ladder.
You know,
Carly
Fiorina says that she started as a secretary and became the CEO of Hewlett Packard.
You know,
and today that secretary at Hewlett Packard is probably a contractor.
Well, that's right. Or it's a path that no longer exists,
yeah,
and that's the
yeah.
thing. It's getting harder and harder. So I do feel for the millennials in that regard. They do have a gripe, but the solution to that, frankly, from my point of view, is to work harder and study the right things. You know, throw some STEM courses in there, you know, a little bit. Don't just do, you know, philosophy. Don't get me wrong. I was a philosophy major in college. It has proven extremely valuable to me in the kind of work that I do. You know, but I also took some business courses too. I mean, I also made sure I knew how to do a spreadsheet and could balance my checkbook. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of that goes on too. So that's the money piece. The doing things that bring you connections, I think, are, and especially for the millennial generation, is very, very important. I mean, it's still very true today that it isn't what you know, it's who you know. You cannot spend enough time building, I'm going to use an old-fashioned term here, building your Rolodex. You know, those things don't even exist anymore, but the boomers here will know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They can explain it to the younger ones. But you want to build your Outlook contacts. You always want to be working on that. You know, every week I try to make at least two or three new contacts of people that, you know, people that I really want to know more about, but also to people that can help me do various things. You know, so if I need to talk to someone about, you know, hey, I'm thinking about doing an Indiegogo campaign. Oh, I know this guy. He just did one. He had some experiences. Talk to him.
Yep.
That's the kind of thing that I feel is very,
it's amazing,
very important.
It's amazing. It's amazing in life how contacts can leverage, give you leverage. A contact in a business situation like that is tantamount to, if not better than, a referral for a sale.
Yeah.
Any kind of referral is the holy grail of business, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. No, that's true. And one of the most valuable books I have is a directory of an organization called the Dartmouth Lawyers Association. You know, I went to Dartmouth undergrad. Dartmouth does not have a law school. Never did, never will. This is an organization of lawyers. You know, we went to law school, just about every law school in the country, just about. But we all went to Dartmouth undergrad, and, you know, we have meetings from time to time. You know, they do a skiing outing every year. I'm not a skier, so I don't do that. But the whole purpose is, every once in a while, a client calls me and says, Cliff, I got a collection matter. I need an attorney in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can find that person for that client. And that's a tremendous source of the value I add, is that I have this directory of lawyers who, you know, I went drinking with when I was in college. Maybe they're no good, but at least I can get you somebody in Billings, Montana, on short notice.
Well, there's no question about it. And then you have to have, but again, you have to apply the law of reciprocity here. If you're going to have contacts, you have to be a good contact.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's what you were talking about.
You've got to give as good as you get.
That's exactly right. Giver's gain. That's what my friend Ivan Meisner with BNI says.
Yep.
Giver's gain. And if you're the one who has to give first, do it. Do it gladly. As the Ecclesiastes says, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassie. Cliff Inico and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.